the heart of Dublin, Ireland's capital city, is one of the world's most prestigious universities, Trinity College Dublin. Founded in 1592 by Queen Elizabeth I, Trinity is Ireland's oldest surviving university. It has about 18,000 undergraduate and postgraduate students enrolled in its more than 600 courses, which cover all the major disciplines in the arts and humanities and in business, law, engineering, science, and health studies. Trinity is also an international centre for research and home to Ireland's biggest library, which has over 6 million printed volumes and includes extensive collections of journals, manuscripts, maps, and music, reflecting over 400 years of academic development. Trinity is not just a place to work, research, and study, however. It is also one of Ireland's most popular tourist attractions. Around 2 million people a year visit the campus, which is an oasis of calm in the middle of a busy urban environment, and is renowned for its beautiful Georgian architecture and symmetrical design. Some 500,000 visitors visit the on-campus library to view rare artifacts, such as the medieval harp that the emblem of Ireland is based on, and the ancient Book of Kells. To find out more, Speak Up met with Tom Malloy, Director of Public Affairs and Communications at Trinity College Dublin. He began by telling us that it is in many ways a very fortunate university.
I think what's very interesting about Trinity is not the past, not the beauty, but the fact that it's bang in the centre of Dublin. There are very few top-ranked universities that are bang in the centre of capital cities. And Dublin itself has become a very interesting city, I think, in a European context. I suppose it's the biggest English-speaking city in the European Union now that Britain has left. And it's very vibrant economically, socially, technologically. So to be in the centre of the city is, Trinity starts with great good fortune. It's calm, peaceful oasis, 50 plus acres, bang in the centre. It's an old-fashioned university in this sense that it teaches every subject except for veterinary and architecture for kind of peculiar reasons. But it's not just a scientific university or an arts and humanities university as you often see in the US. It goes across the spectrum.
And the university has an international reputation for excellence in research, as Malloy explains.
It's Ireland's biggest research centre, and that's its raison d'etre, to teach and to research. We benchmark these things and we think that we're about fourth in Europe per capita in terms of research. In some universities, you either research or you teach. Here, you're very likely to be taught by people who are absolutely at the top of their game, people who have world-class reputation.
Trinity is particularly well known for its former students' contribution to literature.
There have been many, many Trinity writers. Bram Stoker, the author of Dracula. Samuel Beckett is another arts student, Nobel Prize winner, and very much a Trinity man, I think. Very typical of the Trinity graduate in that he's the only Nobel Prize winner who also played international cricket and who was in the French Resistance. Somebody who had a lot of interests, and Trinity always prides itself on producing graduates who are what we call T-shaped, both broad and deep. And I think it's fair to say that Beckett, with his interest in modernity and the past, and his interest in languages, and experimentation, his personal bravery, and so on, you would like to think was a very typical graduate. Other graduates that people point to are people like Oscar Wilde. Kind of an interesting thing, I think, about Oscar Wilde is that when he was tried for homosexuality, the lawyer on the other side, who was the prosecution lawyer, was also a Trinity graduate. This was all happening in London.
But distinguished alumni also include world-renowned scientists, says Malloy.
Also in the sciences, there have been many graduates. William Ronan Hamilton is one who springs to mind. He was a 19th century mathematician who famously had an idea when he was crossing a bridge in Dublin and scribbled down the formula that he'd been thinking about on the bridge. And that was a formula for a thing called quaternions, which are a part of the physics universe. And in fact, it would have been impossible to put a man on the moon without this discovery.
Visitors to Dublin are drawn to Trinity. Malloy suggests why.
I suppose what draws a lot of people to Trinity is that the main squares are a classic statement of the Enlightenment dream. There's a huge amount of symmetry. It is one of those places, a bit like the Mall in Washington's, where you just know that these great 18th century minds have labored and created something that just works in that neoclassical style.
And one of its greatest attractions is its magnificent old library.
The other thing that a million people a year come and look at it is Trinity's old library, which is a huge, dark, oak-built library that contains about 250,000 volumes. It has the Book of Kells, which is from an ancient manuscript, a version of the Bible transcribed by monks about 1,500 years ago. And it's a truly kind of astonishing work. You need a microscope to see the details.
Among the library's most beautiful treasures is the harp.
And there are other things in the old library, such as a harp that all Irish government emblems are based on. There's an official harp, and that's the harp. It's a good 1,000 years old, and it's a lovely artifact in its own right.